Mr. T is in the house, Dr. Steve. He wants to know, how does the new conservative age affect current international relations? I've seen video footage of French farmers dumping truckloads of imported wine and produce. Does trade between nations essentially end?
No, but it becomes much more bilateral. That's the idea. So that's what Trump was implementing. That's what we're seeing Putin and President Xi of China implementing. This is what's going on now with Iran and Saudi Arabia and the UAE, and they're being brought into the BRICS plus, space, economic space. So it's not free trade. The way to look at economic nationalism, this is the simplest way to look at economic nationalism, is economic nationalism is actually no singular economic policy. Economic nationalism simply means that the economy is now subservient to the culture. The culture is what is most important. The culture is what defines us as a particular group of humans on the planet. And the rise of our civilization that houses that and cultivates and nourishes that sense of humanity cannot be eclipsed by some transnational, depersonalized, abstract economic theory. Whatever economic theory we embrace must be consistent with the maintenance of our culture. That's all economic nationalism is. So if that involves protectionism, i.e., say a Pat Buchanan kind of Trumpian protectionism via China, so be it. If that involves total free market solutions, like radical libertarian free market solutions that Bolsonaro was trying in Brazil and that we're seeing Javier Milei trying in Argentina, to a certain extent, what Nayib Bukele is doing in El Salvador, so be it. If we're seeing a combination of a combination of communism and capitalism in sort of a managed economy and a managed free economy where you don't have private property, but you get at your disposal, you get to use all kinds of amazing things, like any kind of platform, like Rumble or YouTube or Twitter. You don't own it, but you can use it, and you can explode in terms of your net worth on it. That's China. That's how China does business. The communist government owns everything, but they've opened it up so that you can prosper on it. Or if you're Russia, to turn your country into a commodities machine, a commodities titan when it comes to food and fuel production for the world. That's economic nationalism.
But first, gang, I gotta tell you, I was utterly shocked when I was recently shown just how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but change it. I mean, if you don't know, the deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find our deeds, forge our signatures, refile as the new owner of our homes, take out tons of loans using our home's equity, and then stick us with the debt. And by the way, if you think homeowners insurance is going to bail you out, you got another thing coming. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected. Click on that link below right now and use promo code TurleyTalks. And all you have to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. I mean, that's $100 value, absolutely and totally free if you use my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret that you didn't do something about it when you could have. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today.
And then the alliances that you make, trade alliances, fit in with that as well. So BRICS does not, the difference between, say, like the G7 and BRICS, not the G20, because you've got China in there, you've got Russia in there, but the G7 and BRICS, is that G7 nations, you know, United States, Western Europe, and if I recall, Japan's in there as well. They're all democracies, and they're all globalist economies. That's what they are. They have the same political and economic one-size-fits-all system. That's what unites them. But if you look at the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and then the plus, you bring in Saudi Arabia and Iran, UAE, Egypt, they're all culturally and politically and even economically very different. They're all unique, but they're united in that they recognize the need for alliances to protect each other's culture. So that's basically what this new conservative civilizationalist age is doing via international relations. Also, religion plays a huge role in post-secular IR. Huge role. Books are articles are being written about it constantly, because traditional 19th century IR was completely secularized. Religion was sidelined. It had nothing to do with, again, with this very rationalist, one-size-fits-all form of ambassadorial relations. That's gone. Now religion, if anything, is the center point. And so religious leaders, from the Moscow Patriarch to Shiite leaders, Sunni leaders, even hardcore Confucian advocates in the rise of this neo-Daoist movement in China, all of this stuff, Buddhist scholars in Sri Lanka, they're all becoming the basis now for a common wisdom tradition, that ancient wisdom tradition that all the religions sort of overlap with in terms of dharma, you know, virtue, all these sort of things that become this act of goodwill. So just the United UAE just built one of the most beautiful, impressive, and biggest Hindu temples in the whole of the Mid East. It's absolutely extraordinary, but it was an act of goodwill to India and the UAE, and being part of this BRICS alliance to show that when it comes to our alliances with one another, we are going to open up our nations to our individual religious traditions as symbols of what our culture is ultimately about, and how we respect and we protect each other's culture in the midst of globalism's assaults. So there you go.
I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide, building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.